I do remember working in a non-profit organization quite a few years ago now and being caught in that wonderful, stressful dynamic we find ourselves in when we're constantly volunteering to do work for which we don't have the time and quite often the energy to do. One of the great difficulties of working in any non-profit or idealistic organization is that you're constantly trying to save a portion of the world, and at the last meeting you didn't quite do it. And so there's no excuse not to volunteer, either for another meeting or for the responsibilities and work that has come out of that meeting. And one of the cliched human answers to stress and overwork is to increase your speed and your velocity. And so you find yourself speeding from photocopier to fax machine to email to receptionist to mail order in an increasingly fast and self-enclosed orbit. And the great tragedy of this approach is that after a short while, you cannot recognize anything or anyone that is not traveling at the same velocity as you are. And you become a stranger to the slower, longer cycles of existence. And you find it very difficult to have compassion for anyone who is sick, who is limping in any way, who can't keep up the pace, because you may be sending flowers on the outside, but on the inside you're going exactly the opposite way. You are afraid of stopping, and they are reminding you that there's a part of the world that does periodically stop and takes a breath before it actually moves again. You don't know who you would be if you stopped. And you become quite resentful of people who are moving slower than you.